of them. Let's be sure we know there are lamentations. And in St. Paul, a deeply committed Christian, having been a deeply committed sinner. Once he is converted, he realized more deeply than ever before the evil in the world and the sorrows, the pain, the evil causes those who want to serve God faithfully. In St. Paul, there are deep expressions of a strong desire to be delivered from the sorrows of this life and united with Jesus Christ. What a statement to make. I believe our present century, the next one just coming, I don't expect to be different, has been the experience of the deepest desires, I believe, in human history, to be delivered from the sorrows of this life and to be united with Jesus Christ. Never the wildest nightmare did I expect to suffer what today's world brings us to suffer. But God is preparing us to help those whom we love to be also prepared. Remember our principal duty as Christians, besides, of course, serving God ourselves, is to prepare others, prepare them to live holy lives in today's unholy world. I mean much more, my words may seem to imply. We plead, therefore, for God to help us persevere. You cannot, I mean the verb, you cannot read the daily paper or the weekly magazine without special grace from God. What am I saying? I've said this before, but not so bluntly. In God's name, watch what you read. Today's world is filled with an ocean of ideas that are anti-Christian, anti-Catholic, anti-God, in the deepest sense of these words. We need extraordinary help from God. And the moment you say we need help, the obvious conclusion to draw is we must plead for that help, ask for that help. Otherwise, I'm telling you the truth, you will not get it. I've said this before, repeatedly again. We don't know how many will reach heaven. We don't know. We do know that not everyone will reach heaven. Heaven is to be stormed. You've got to fight for heaven. And this is not only begging for the help we need now with the trials that are facing us. We need help for the trials that will face us tomorrow and next week. Be prepared. Strange question. We all know we are to pray for what we need, otherwise known as the prayer of petition. But you may be surprised, is the church teaching us what is the basic object of our prayer of petition? There are countless things we are to pray for, which we need. What is the most fundamental need that we have? Hear it, and after this retreat, don't forget. The basic object of our prayer of petition should be begging forgiveness for our sins. This is Christ's teaching. In one word, what does Christ tell us to constantly pray for? He tells us to pray for mercy. Mercy. I know where to begin without seeming just to repeat myself. But we are all sinners. And when we say that, this means you need God's mercy. We are sinners, hear it. The moment we are born, we are sinners, shall I say, long before we have fully realized what sin is. And I say, we are sinners. Before we are born, we are sinners the moment we are conceived. How constantly, how patiently we should beg for God's mercy. And this has the church tells us is the foundation for all prayer. Now we ask our last question for this conference. Is there a hierarchy in our prayers of petition. Yes, in other words, in asking God for what we need, is there a level, a height, or the other perspective, a depth? Yes. We should first pray for the coming of the kingdom. We must first pray with the realization that we are not made for this world. We are to pray the Latin word, adveniat regnum tuum, thy kingdom come into my life. There is a kingdom of God. Well, let's be sure, there is no guarantee that anyone will reach that kingdom of God unless he prays for it. Then, besides praying to reach the kingdom of God, we must pray for the grace to pay the price of reaching that kingdom. Oh, what a dream world so many people are living in. And I mean, a dream world. We are to pray for the kingdom of God, but we are to pray for the help we need to pay the price. Heaven is expensive. Heaven is not cheap. Heaven costs. And oh, how conscious we are of what things are cheap, what things in our lives are expensive. Well, let me tell you, the most expensive thing in our lives is heaven. It costs us a lot. Should I change the expression? Heaven costs us an awful lot. Then we ask for the grace to cooperate with the price that God has set for me, not you, me. Each one has to pay his own price for the heaven that he is to reach. And God is the divine merchant here. He sets the price. And the beauty is to be happy to pay a heavy price, because then our joy that heaven that we shall reach will be so great. I wonder why on earth we ever hesitated paying the price. Lord Jesus, open our eyes to see the high price you have set on reaching heaven. It was the corresponding grace to be willing to pay that price, not looking at what anyone else has to pay. You are dealing with me, Lord. You are in charge of my life. I ask you, with the love of your cross, because in one declarative sentence, the price of heaven is carrying the cross. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.